Welcome to the Spiritual Soul Discovery Podcast. If you are spiritually curious, this is the podcast for you. We will be exploring today's curiosities around spirituality, mindfulness, and life after life. I'm your host, Joanna Durkin. I am a soul discovery coach and a spiritual medium. It is my passion to help you discover your inner spiritual guidance that connects you with your purpose here on earth. You know there's more to this life that's waiting for you. And now is the time to be inspired and uncover your true destiny. I promise there will be some magic along the way. So are you ready to discover more about your soul and its connection to this world and beyond? Then let's go. What's up, guys? It is episode 27. And today we are talking about what you can do to find your high vibe self. Now, I get, what does it even mean to you? I mean, high vibe self for me refers to being in a state of raised intuition and expanded awareness. And listen, I'm not suggesting that you should be living high vibe 24 hours a day. That is not at all the goal. In fact, I think of it more of just a mindset than trying to be someone or something that you're not. High vibe brings out your authenticity, your trust in the universe, your spidey senses when you're not aligned in relationships or jobs and it's nudging you to make a change. It is your ability to tap into your higher self that can lead you in a direction for your higher good. Instead of always falling back into those old patterns and mindsets that keep you stuck. Your high vibe self can see clearly what you need to let go of because you are ready for making the space for what you now desire. And when you are a high vibe, you can manifest what you want, you can attract the right people around you, and you can trust in the universe to make it all happen and not worry about how it's going to all fall into place. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to just be high vibe all the time? But you know, we're humans and we are not built to be walking perfectionist beings with no struggle. And like I always say, you are a soul having a human experience, and a human experience is full of ups and downs. It's got love, it's got hate, disappointment, struggle, hardship. So connecting with your soul and your human experience is the work. And when you can connect them to live in a more harmonious state that's high vibe, life becomes easier. Now, notice how I didn't say easy. It just becomes easier. But it takes work to get into this state of living, in this state of like trusting and awareness all around you. And remember, I am not saying the goal is to live in a high vibe, zened out life and have, you know, life just happening around you. Absolutely not. That's not going to satisfy you either. You want balance. You want to know how to tap into that high vibe self when you need to. When you need to dig deep and you need to keep moving forward, or you want to change patterns or habits to bring you to a better place. That's what we want to know how to do. And that's when our high vibe self can take over and make it happen. So why is it important to know how to connect to your high vibe self? Well, speaking for myself, I have really noticed, especially in my late 30s and now early 40s, I've noticed that my perception and patterns and the beliefs that I've carried with me since I was a child that have just been ingrained in my subconscious. It's really because of how I experienced life and how things were passed down to me, thoughts and beliefs. And knowingly so. I mean, my parents taught me just as they were taught, and what they learned growing up that was right and what was wrong. There's no fault in that. Like, there's no blame. But as the way life is lived and evolves, so do perspectives. And where the conflict is within my own subconscious of patterns and beliefs that I've held on to, they're actually now working against me with what I'm trying to create as an adult and realizing that they aren't even mine to begin with. Yet my brain still defaults to them unknowingly because they've always been there. Does this make any sense? Okay, so I'm going to give you an example, and maybe this will start coming together. So money. This is a big one for me. I grew up in an extremely loving household. We were given affection and support and unconditional love. But Money was never a positive thing in my house. It was associated at its core with feelings of lack and struggle. And that's what my subconscious carried with me until I was an adult. And once I started working and earning my own money, I became a very rigid saver. I would save and save, and I was very careful about my money and how I spent it. My fears of lack and struggle around money just carried with me into adulthood. And what happened is I created coping mechanisms to avoid feeling these fears. So I became very overly protective of spending. And then, of course, that led me to be really controlling of the money, especially when I got married. I mean, there's no way I would have let anyone else run the finances, because the very thought of losing that control or getting into debt would make me nauseous. And my fears and my fears around lack and struggle would keep coming up, and controlling the finances was my coping mechanism to do that. And yeah, I mean, it worked. And for the most part, my amazing saving skills benefited us the most when we had to pay for big things like a wedding or a house or, you know, furniture. But the yang to that was it was so hard for me to get out of making decisions based from my fear, because I was doing everything to avoid feeling that lack or struggle that I felt could happen at any time. And now that I'm in a completely different place and I have space to recognize that these coping mechanisms completely contradict the money story that I desire for myself today, it was a huge aha for me that I needed to let it go. So when I was able to tap into my high vibe self, it told me these coping mechanisms served its purpose and there's no reason to regret them. But it's time to let go to make space for the possibilities and the ambitions that you hold that cannot include them. And I'm telling you, once I was able to tap into this and recognize that I had coping mechanisms and that the fears and the stories that weren't mine to begin with, that actually had shaped my beliefs, my whole perspective changed and I started aligning with what I really wanted my money story to be, which was money flows to me easily. It is easy for me to make money. When I spend money, it regenerates back to me. I mean, just to name a few, but you get the idea of the mindset that I wanted. So I hope that paints a picture of the difference of what our beliefs and our patterns can do that might be learned in childhood that aren't necessarily ours to begin with, and how it has, you know, shapes the way that we look at things, and then how it affects our lives today and could possibly be working against us subconsciously when we're trying to make changes and strive for more. So, how do you find your high vibe self? Well, there's lots of things you can do, but you have to start at the beginning. And the question you really need to ask yourself is if you're ready to shift into a new mindset. A mindset that has more possibilities and more abundance ready for you. Okay, now if you are not in that mindset and that's not something that you think that you're really into, that is okay. And I really mean that, because if you are happy and content and not feeling the urge to want more, that means you're just not in that space. Either it's not time yet, maybe you've already done it. So just enjoy the stage of life you are in, because if you are feeling the urge to do more and to be more and to have more, then listen up. It has to start simple. So you take inventory of the things that make you happy, that lift your energy. And again, I'm going to say it again, we're going to start simple, because going back to the basics and simplifying life is part of this process. You have to remove the noise, because sometimes the noise overtakes and then you can't hear what you're true self is talking to you and saying to you. So what lights you up? Walking, exercising, reading, cooking, gardening, writing, painting, creating, dancing. I mean, what is something you love doing and that lights you up? Because, you know, due to the busyness of life, it just kind of has fallen to the wayside. It doesn't become priority. And you can definitely pick more than one that lights you up. And then you have to ask yourself, what is stopping you from doing this? What is stopping you from incorporating one or more of these happiness blocks in your daily life? So what's coming up? Why does it keep getting pushed aside and not made a priority? You know, sometimes we just really do forget to do the stuff we love. And it is easier to open up TikTok or Netflix and zone out. I get it. I am not telling you to stop doing that. But we all know the saying, insanity is doing the same thing every day and expecting a different outcome. So if you want something more, then you have to shift your energy to align with that feeling. And if dancing makes you feel good, add more of it in your day and shake up the energy to see what happens. I know it's something very simple, but when I say it really does shift the energy, you'll see things start aligning that you wouldn't have been able to like create on your own. So my routine used to be I'd wake up, go to work, come home, make dinner, maybe exercise, and then literally just watch TV until I went to bed. And I love that. Watching TV just makes me happy. And I think it always will. But it wasn't really intentional or purposeful. I always ate like similar foods all the time. And, you know, it just wasn't working. And then watching TV so much at night, it made me crave snacking. And then that cycled a pattern of snacking all the time and really defeating all the exercise that I may have attempted. I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of comparison you can make in your own life where you're kind of doing all the things, but nothing's really working because you're contradicting yourself a lot. So I changed it. And I also changed what I was eating in a day. And I'm not talking a diet, like I didn't turn to keto or paleo or anything like that. I'm talking about like how and when I was consuming it. And I started becoming much more aligned with how I wanted to feel in my body and in my mind. So my day kind of looks like this. So I'll wake up, I'll get ready, I take the dog for a walk, and no matter the weather. And I use that time on the walk to imagine how I want to feel that day. So I breathe in abundance and joy, and I lean into what I need to know or what I need clarity on. And I always get downloads on my walks in the morning. It's just like my little connection to the universe where I'm kind of saying, okay, I'm ready. I want to be intentional today and I want it to be a great day. And then I kind of just hear what I need to hear. Then I come in, have breakfast. Usually I just eat a banana and hot water and lemon. Then I work till lunch. And then for lunch, I have a kale salad with chicken. And just as a side note, I'm a creature of habit. I really do the same things every day. I am not saying that someone needs to pick up that type of habit in order to be successful, but this is just how I do it. So we can take bits and pieces and whatever works. But for me, it's just easier for me to do. I like doing the same thing every day. But a lot of people may not, so that's okay. But, you know, once 4 p.m. hits, I think about dinner. Now, for those of you that know me, I don't love making dinner. I hate deciding what's for dinner. Oh, it's one of those chores that I just would rather clean a bathroom. Honestly, I'd rather clean a bathroom than like have to decide what's for dinner every day, which sounds maybe silly to some, but like that's just how it is. It's not my favorite thing to do, but what I do enjoy is listening to a fun podcast with some wireless headphones while I'm doing dinner. So like, for instance, like it could be a spiritual podcast, or I love listening podcasts about Real Housewives and stuff like that. So while I'm kind of doing the chore, I'm listening to something that lights me up. So it doesn't really bring down my energy and it becomes more enjoyable. Same if I'm like, you know, vacuuming or doing other cleaning, I'll listen to something that makes me happy, like that I'm enjoying. So it doesn't feel like a chore. So I'm shifting my energy to be in a better place of where I would rather, what I would rather be feeling. So after dinner, I take about 30 to 60 minutes. That's when I like meditate. I have time to meditate, read my book, or write in my journal. And then I head down to my treadmill if I can't walk outside. And I walk for just over an hour, like an hour and 10 minutes every day. And if I'm on my treadmill, again, I've said this too on my Instagram before, but I love putting virtual walks from YouTube on my TV screen in front of me. So while I'm walking, I'm actually feeling like I'm walking somewhere. I'm discovering different places. Like there's something to look at, right? And so I'll put on a virtual walk along the shores of Maui, or lately I've actually been walking through Disney World, which is really fun. So it lifts my spirits and it keeps my mind busy in a positive vibe. And while I'm also doing that, I'm listening to an inspired podcast or like an audiobook. So I've got like a triple whammy there when I'm walking, because I'm walking, I'm enjoying walking, I'm listening to something that's lifting me up, but I'm also looking at something that's like raising my vibration at the time. And just like, that's just an hour of my day, and it's like getting so much out of it. And I'm always ending the day feeling so good and so like, oh, I just feel like my vibration is always raised at the end of the day because I'm doing things that are nurturing my soul. And then when I'm done that, I just watch the TV I want. Like I just veg out. I love catching up on The Real Housewives and shows like Below Deck, Handmaid's Tale. Oh my gosh, guys, so good. So I love watching those types of shows. That doesn't mean you can't bring them in. It's just you have to like allow yourself to find the balance and give yourself the self-care it needs to nurture your vibe. And again, you do not have to mimic my routine. This is just an example of how I fit it all in most days. Now, every day does end up being different because I'm a wife and I'm a mom of two teenage boys. So, of course, they are priority in a lot of ways. And I make time for them, especially with the homeschooling. I mean, I'm kind of going from one place to the next. But it just kind of gives you some ideas on how you can raise your vibe every day. And surprise yourself with what you enjoy more than maybe the patterns that you've just kept always doing because you didn't consider doing anything different. And that's really the first step, taking stock of the patterns that you do every day that maybe just aren't aligning with what you're desiring, and start just making those small changes. You know, if you don't like cooking or cleaning, do what I do. Put on some wireless headphones. They're cheap nowadays. Interact with a podcast or an audiobook that you enjoy doing while doing the thing that you don't enjoy that much. I'm telling you, it's game changing. The small, simple stuff will pave the way for the bigger changes in your desires to start taking shape. But you have to be willing to embrace the vibe that you desire to feel. This really segues me into how I can help you find your high vibe self beyond taking the small steps in your regular routine. As you guys know, I'm a spiritual medium and a soul reader, aka psychic, and I just don't love the word psychic so much, but that's what it means. And I want to use my abilities and help you tap into identify your unique nature when it comes to your own patterns and beliefs that are stopping you from creating what you truly desire in your life. You know, sometimes we need an outside perspective, and I can help you get there by using my intuitive skills. I am talking about deep diving into your astrology chart, pulling tarot cards, connecting with my mediumship, bringing in loved ones to maybe offer some more awareness, human design chart, past lives. And I'm not saying we'd get to all of them, but I would use these to help connect you with your own spiritual awareness that I call your spiritual intelligence. That way you can feel more connected to your own soul and its purpose here in this life. But not only that, we're going to find out where those subconscious blocks are, those patterns and beliefs you need to release, boundaries you may need to create that will help you align more with what you desire and stop feeling stuck and overwhelmed. As an intuitive soul coach, I am going to help you raise your own vibration and spiritual intelligence to connect with your inner guidance to fulfill your soul's purpose and desires in this life. And like I said, your spiritual intelligence is the ability to access your higher self and higher planes of thought and awareness to which everything is in harmony with the universe, others, and yourself. So this coaching program is for you. If you want to discover more meaning and purpose in your life, you are open to receiving messages from your spirit team and expanding your own spiritual intelligence. If you are ready to make the energy and the mindset shifts around you that will align with your desires, and you are ready to lean into your intuition and trust your inner guidance, you are going to walk away with a deeper spiritual connection and a shift in mindset and practice that is going to allow you to trust and align with more purpose and meaning in your life. We are going to connect you to your spiritual intelligence so that going forward, you can rely on this inner guidance to keep you aligned so you can manifest what you desire. You're going to walk away knowing how to manage your anxiety and your fears and connect them with your authentic self that harmonizes with the universe. That's just going to add more ease and fulfillment in your life. We're going to do this by starting off creating awareness. We're going to create awareness about your own soul's unique nature and purpose. And this is where I'm going to use my intuitive gifts to connect to what's really going on with you, even at another level. We're going to dig deeper and get to your soul's own truth. Then we are going to get clear on what you want and work on the mindset shifts to get you there. Once we get clear on what it is you want and how you want to feel, where you want to be, what you want to have, then we are going to work on what's holding you back. What subconscious or conscious patterns are limiting your success? Where are you stuck in a spinning wheel that you just can't get off of? You know, what fears are coming up? What coping mechanisms are working against you that you just don't need anymore? And it's interfering on receiving what you want. Then we work on the surrender and trust of your inner guidance. We're going to help cultivate a spiritual practice that you can lean on and depend on. So when you are inspired, you can take the action that is aligned with your desires without question. You will be able to lean into it and trust. I'm telling you, this is a whole new way to coaching. And I've unintentionally been doing this for the last 10 years. And now I'm just so happy to start sharing this program because I know that I can help you find your soul and how it can start thriving and living its purpose and not letting those fears and mind blocks hold you back. You are meant to thrive and live life to the fullest. Don't live this life with regret because, you know, you just following what was expected of you rather than following what you desired. This is your life to live. And if you still need some convincing, head over to the quiz that I posted. Is your soul thriving or just surviving? The link is in the show notes and, you know, see where you land. And if you want to hop on a call with me and learn more about how I can help you, hit the link below or in my Instagram bio. We can hop on a call together, no pressure, and just see if it's a fit for you. I have limited spots available. I know they're going to go quick. So if you've been waiting for a sign, here it is. So for this week and beyond, go take the quiz. Is your soul thriving or just surviving? Or hop on a free call with me. Chat about how to align your soul with your own spiritual intelligence so you can trust that inner guidance to create what you desire. You have the answers. You just have to trust what your body and your mind is telling you. I'm ready to help you. I'm so excited about finally being able to offer this to you guys and how I can integrate my intuitive abilities and help you connect with your soul's purpose. This is going to be huge. I can't wait to share more, but we'll see you next week. Have a great week. For some more fun and informative content, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Spiritual Soul Discovery. You want to know more about your own soul's journey? Take my quiz. Is your soul thriving or just surviving? As always, you can check out my website for more details on how you can work with me, plus our high vibe clothing and merch. All the links are in the show notes. And don't forget to download my free giveaway, 100 daily affirmations that inspire, motivate, and connect you with your soulful purpose. Thanks for listening. See you next time.